Chapter 10: A Willingness to Break All the Rules. This is by far my favorite chapter in the book. I love breaking the rules. I can't help myself. I have to break the rules because I fucking hate them. You don't know how often I have heard you can't swear in a sales presentation, it's not professional. Fuck you, I did it. You can't write a book, you didn't finish school, have no qualifications, can't spell and know nothing about anything. Fuck you, I did it. You can't start a locksmith company if you're not qualified and taught yourself to pick locks on YouTube. Fuck you, I did it. You can't build a software company if you know nothing about software and have no coding experience. Fuck you, I did it. These are just a few examples of times in my life when I have had people tell me why I can't do what I want to do. I have given them the same response every time. Fuck you, I did it. While writing this book, I was told you can't put a swear word in the title of your book, and guess what? Fuck you, I did it. Being an entrepreneur is not like anything else on this planet. We are not the smartest, not the most qualified, and not the ones selected as most likely to succeed in school, but we are the ones who think differently. We don't go through school, pass all our exams, and become the best rule followers. We are likely the ones you find smoking weed around the back of the school whilst everyone else is in class. We don't follow the rules, we create our own rules and we live by them, enabling us to create great products and services that change the world and make it a better place for the sheep to live in. In a world full of sheep, fuck you, I'm an entrepreneur. The great thing about being an entrepreneur is that it's only been something people have recognized in the last 20 years. Before that, the entrepreneur was the naughty kid in school, the one who couldn't follow the rules, couldn't read properly, or just had no chance of becoming anything when they grew up. The world is scattered with success stories of dropouts who got to tell society, fuck you, I'm an entrepreneur. Bill Gates, dropout. Steve Jobs, dropout. Mark Zuckerberg, dropout. Larry Ellison, dropout. Jack Dorsey, dropout. Need I go on? Society labels most entrepreneurs as useless, and we are expected to do nothing with our lives. If we listen to those people who tell us that, we will never do anything great. They are wrong. The great thing about being an entrepreneur is that we get to live like drug dealers, but without the guns, violence, and prison time. Drug dealers are simply entrepreneurs who sell the wrong product. Stop selling crack and start selling something that won't get you sent to prison. You can have fancy cars, gold watches, and be the envy of all your friends. You will also make your mother proud. I grew up on the roughest estates in the poorest areas of the UK, and the most entrepreneurial people I met, in every single area, were the local drug dealers. These guys sold weed, coke, and heroin, but they were also the guys who traveled to Cheetham Hill, Manchester, to buy a load of knockoff clothes they could bring back and sell door to door on the estates. They were the ones who would drop their business card in with all the local plumbers, explaining they could get them like new radiators 90% cheaper than any merchants. Then, when an order came in, they would quickly enter an empty house with a hacksaw and deliver on that promise. When you're a natural entrepreneur yet you're dirt poor and uneducated, you just do what everyone else is doing, you make money however possible. I'm not telling you to go out and sell drugs or break the law, but the drug dealers were entrepreneurs who had lost their direction in life. Real entrepreneurs change the world for the better. We build all the businesses, create all the products, take all the risks and employ all the sheep who blindly follow, whilst making us rich and powerful. Being an entrepreneur is the greatest gift you can ever receive because it makes you different from almost everyone else. There are no fake entrepreneurs because fake entrepreneurs can't stay the course. Instead, they sell out or simply give in when the going gets too tough for their sheep brains. If you're not an entrepreneur, you likely never will be because we are made differently and think differently to everyone else. It's time to be honest with yourself before taking another step on your entrepreneurial journey. Can you break all the rules and keep doing it repeatedly? What I mean by this is, can you break all the rules in your family and put your business first? Can you break all the rules in your head about working hours and do 100-hour weeks? Can you break all the rules about how you sell your products? Can you break all the rules about creativity? Can you give up friendships, weekends, social events, even having a social life at all? If you value all these things too much to make entrepreneurism work, you should shut this book and get a job. Being an entrepreneur is only easy when you're a natural entrepreneur. We work weekends because we want to, we miss social events because we want to, we sleep in the office because we want to, and we break all the rules society puts on us because we want to. If you don't want to and you're not completely committed, you can become a millionaire doing 100 other things that will give you weekends, holidays, social events, and freedom. Entrepreneurs don't get freedom until they get to where they want to be, and that usually never happens because we are never happy and we always want more and want to push that little bit further. I believe being an entrepreneur is a calling. Those who are called to it find it so easy to work 100-hour weeks when the rest of the world thinks we are insane. There is a picture on my office wall of an iceberg where the top sticks out of the water. On the bit sticking out is the word success. Under the water on the largest part of the iceberg are the words hard work, persistence, late nights, rejection, sacrifice, discipline, criticism, doubt, failure, and risk. This is meant to resemble a successful person's hidden struggles that nobody else gets to see. But, for an entrepreneur, it's different. We don't enjoy our success. We thrive where everyone else is miserable. The success we achieve is just a byproduct of what really makes us happy: hard work, persistence, late nights, rejection, sacrifice, discipline, criticism, doubt, failure, and risk. We are like the sadists of the business world who thrive in situations that make everyone else fall to pieces. We don't take weekends off to enjoy our success because we are bored doing what the rest of the world enjoys. Our minds never switch off, and we must keep ourselves occupied with things that excite us, 15 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Society has sensationalized being an entrepreneur and made it seem like we make the kind of money only a few get to dream about. All while sitting on a beach somewhere doing nothing but ordering people about whilst money spits from everything we touch. Sorry, this is not true. Most entrepreneurs would be bored out of their minds doing this. They would only sit there thinking about what they will do when they get back to the office or dreaming up more crazy ideas they will act on as soon as they get back to what they love doing. The biggest part of entrepreneurism is failure, and it's the one thing you must get used to more than anything else as an entrepreneur. 9 out of every 10 things you do will fail when you start. You will learn from all your failures over the years and fail less as you get more experienced. But failure will never be far from your life, so embrace it and learn from it, don't let it defeat you. A true entrepreneur breaks all the rules and does things their way. True entrepreneurs are happiest when they are engrossed in hard work, persistence, late nights, rejection, sacrifice, discipline, criticism, doubt, failure, and risk. We never get to enjoy our successes how the sheep would, because that's not what makes us happy and why we are entrepreneurs, but our families enjoy our successes, and that's enough for me.